Case: educate Elena on debt management. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Elena, a 34-year-old client, arrives at her appointment looking exhausted. After briefly checking in about her week, the next part of the session begins. Counselor: what brings you in today, Elena?
Elena: I'm completely overwhelmed by my debt situation. I've been trying to keep up with everything, but it feels like I'm drowning. I got laid off from my job about 8 months ago. I found a new position, but I'm making about $15,000 less per year than I did before.
Counselor: that's a significant adjustment to your income. How has that affected your financial situation?
Elena: well, during the 3 months I was unemployed, I used credit cards to cover some expenses. Now I have about $22,000 in credit card debt spread across 4 cards. The minimum payments alone are almost $700 a month. I also have a car loan with $8,000 remaining and student loans of about $30,000. I'm behind on 2 of my credit card payments, and one company keeps calling me multiple times a day. Yesterday I got a letter saying they might take legal action if I don't pay.
Question 1. What debt management options should the counselor discuss with Elena, and what are the pros and cons of each?
Question 1. Sample response. The counselor should begin by validating Elena's proactive approach to addressing her debt challenges. I want to acknowledge how courageous it is to face these difficulties head-on instead of ignoring them. The counselor might then introduce a range of options through a collaborative exploration by saying, "Let's examine several approaches to see which might be the best fit for your situation." For self-managed repayment, the counselor could ask, "How do you feel about creating a structured repayment plan yourself? We could look at your budget together and identify potential areas for reducing expenses or increasing income." This approach maintains Elena's control and avoids fees, but requires significant discipline and might take longer.
Question 2. How should the counselor help Elena address the immediate concern of collection calls and threats of legal action while she considers her long-term debt management strategy?
Question 2. Sample response. The counselor should first empower Elena with knowledge about her rights. Before we discuss long-term solutions, let's talk about your immediate concerns with collection calls. You have specific rights under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Would it be helpful to review what collectors can and cannot legally do? The counselor can ask, "How would you feel about creating a script for when collectors call? We could practice together so you feel confident setting boundaries." This collaborative approach helps Elena feel more in control of these interactions. The counselor might then suggest a proactive approach. Some clients find it beneficial to reach out to the creditor that sent the letter to discuss possible arrangements before legal action begins. "How would you feel about drafting a hardship letter explaining your situation and proposing a payment you can afford?" This strategy puts Elena in a position of agency rather than avoidance.
Question 3. What factors can the counselor help Elena consider when evaluating whether bankruptcy might be appropriate for her situation?
Question 3. Sample response. The counselor should approach this discussion as an exploration rather than a directive. You've mentioned bankruptcy as a possibility. Let's work through some key considerations together to help you determine if this path aligns with your situation and values. The counselor might invite Elena to reflect on her debt composition. Could we analyze which of your debts would be dischargeable in bankruptcy and which would likely remain? For instance, how do you feel about continuing to pay your student loans, which typically aren't discharged? This helps Elena understand that bankruptcy is not a solution for all types of debt. Emphasize that bankruptcy is neither good nor bad, but simply a tool that may or may not be appropriate for Elena's specific situation.
Question 4. How can the counselor help Elena rebuild her financial stability and develop resilience against future debt problems once she addresses her current crisis?
Question 4. Sample response. The counselor might say, "As we work on addressing your current debt situation, let's also think about how to strengthen your financial foundation moving forward. What financial goals would you like to focus on once you're past this difficult period?" Let Elena know that many clients find it helpful to develop a more flexible budgeting approach after experiencing financial hardship by asking, "Would you be interested in exploring methods that allow for both structure and adaptability?" This collaborative approach helps Elena develop a sustainable system rather than an overly restrictive one.